Welcome to episode 598 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, and Donna. And joining us this week is a special guest, Miss Stacy Hardy.
Woo!
Welcome, Stacy. In 2010, the Celebrity Eclipse was set out to sea as part of the Solstice series of ships. Each of her 16 decks has something special for you to experience. Right now, she is porting out of Fort Lauderdale, but she will be heading to the Mediterranean in 2027. Our own Stacy Hardy sailed on the Eclipse and is here to share her insights. So let's get started. So, Stacy, this was a little bit different sailing for you.
It was.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your purpose and say, I mean, it. What did you hope
to get out of this experience?
What was, yes, thank you.
Anna has forgotten how to speak English.
I couldn't quite get the words out.
I knew what you meant.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you.
Yes, so it was a little bit different. My husband and I have cruised many times, and he loves cruising. It's probably an understatement, but he does. And so because we both work remote, he got it in his head that he wanted to try to work from a cruise ship. And he had watched some YouTubers who have done this. And so, you know, it was kind of an experiment on our part. So we found a cruise. He also recently sailed on Celebrity and he loved it. And so, yeah, it was, you know, an idea of like, let's try to see how it works working from home. Let's go work on a cruise ship. So we found a cruise. Celebrity offered this great deal on the 6-night cruise. And we did book the cheapest cabin we could find for this experiment. So we were in an interior cabin. Ooh. And which is not what we normally book. But, you know, again, it was an experiment. That was the purpose, and that was the thoughts behind going on this cruise.
So we called this episode Office with an Ocean View, but you didn't actually have
that. Well, my cabin didn't have an ocean view, but when we worked, there were some times we did have some ocean views.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, I mean, that what I would do, but did you pick an itinerary or try to pick an itinerary that you had maybe already done? So it, you know, you're not really, when you're on the ship working, you don't feel like you're really missing a whole lot.
Yes, absolutely. So that was one of the reasons, you know, we knew we had been to these places and that if we, you know, weren't able to experience them, we knew we hadn't missed something we'd never seen before. Yeah. Now, my husband does sort of have a policy is never get off the ship. But
wow.
So he's just happy on the ship. Now, not to say we don't. We do get off the ship and we do ports and he enjoys them and we do fun things when we're not working. But he just makes that joke, like, don't get off the ship.
It is a lot quieter on port days.
Yeah.
But again, too, Eclipse, it's a wonderful ship and I will recommend it. But it's not, say, like you know, like a Icon of the Seas or Star of the Seas where there's some, you know, there's just so much going on that we never felt like we were missing out during the day, like by not joining in, you know, going to the pool and things like that. And so we were able to stay focused on our work.
Okay.
Where did
you go to mostly work? I don't know that I could sit in an interior cabin and work without like,
okay,
natural sunlight. And so did you find some great areas on the ship to work?
Well, yes and no. I will say that we got into a routine after the first day, but I'll say that we boarded on a Sunday, which was a day off for us. So we traveled Saturday to the port day off. We were able to get on Sunday, which was a day off. So we used that day to kind of scope out some locations and stuff. And on this older ship, I will say that there weren't as many spots as I was hoping where I thought I could like maybe plug in my laptop and work, say like a dedicated workspace. So that was a little disappointing, but we did find plenty of places to work. I'll back up for a second though. I'll just tell you, like, you know, planning this, we had to kind of make sure like we had purchased the Wi-Fi. And at first we settled on two devices, but then my husband decided he needed two devices just for himself. So we did do three devices. So, you know, while we did book a really inexpensive cabin, the Wi-Fi does cost. So, you know, that adds up just a little. But yes, we got into a routine where we did work from our cabin, even though there was no window. I think it kind of helped me stay focused. Like in the mornings, I would get up, one of us would go get coffee and then come back to the cabin and work. And so we would spend a couple hours or so just working. Before we would maybe need our second cup of coffee. And then with the second cup of coffee, we would maybe go get just a quick bite to eat. And another thing with celebrity is I'll just mention that my husband and I, because we've sailed with the Royal Caribbean brand, we do have a status where we are Elite Plus. So those coffees were included. We didn't have to pay for those. And then there was a dedicated place for us to go have breakfast. So we didn't have to fight any crowds like at the buffet or anything like that. So that helped in the work, you know, schedule a lot, you know, we were in and out like a quick sit down, there was a limited menu, got our food, coffee, and then went back to work.
Where is that dedicated space?
Like, it was in the Tuscan breakfast. Grill.
Oh, in Tuscan Grill. Okay.
Which is one of their specialty restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's cool.
Huh. Yeah. And so then in the afternoon, is when we would, my husband has fewer meetings. He's, you know, maybe more on the computer talking with his teammates versus me. I had some Zoom meetings, but so in the afternoons he had fewer meetings. So then we would maybe take, I would take my laptop, he would take his iPad actually. And then we would go find a place. Maybe one day it was the Solarium, another day or two, it was the Sky Lounge, which has, you know, the views of the ocean. So that was nice. Another day it was, I'm trying to remember what, it was another lounge that was kind of deserted during the daytime that we used as our workspace.
Yeah, so I know they have Starlink, right? Their Wi-Fi is really good. Mm-hmm. So did you find like doing Zoom meetings and stuff was
good? Meetings were fine. And I will say that we found that the Wi-Fi worked really well, actually better on sea days, because we think that's when the Starlink is being used. But I will say when we were in port, not that we had any issues, but we could tell it was a little slower to connect in our interior room. And so then we found that if we left the room, we got better reception. And we think maybe because, at least if you judge by our phones, we were linked to a different Wi-Fi. It was linking more to maybe a land-based Wi-Fi at that point. So, that is something we noticed, but no Zoom meetings and other meetings. There were no issues. I think my husband had one issue with his VPN one day hooking. It was trying to connect through another, like Guatemala. He did have to work around that. But then he got it all situated. I will say that when the first day we got on board, my husband had a question to the, their support desk for the Wi-Fi, and they were able to help him, like show him what he needed to do to make sure his VPN could be connected. So Yeah.
I don't think you've mentioned, but just in case somebody's listening to this, wondering if they could do their job at sea, obviously mm-hmm. you are a travel advisor. Can you give a general idea of what your husband does?
Yeah, he manages a team for a company that does telecommunications software, I guess. But so, yes, he has a lot of meetings that he had to attend with his team, who are kind of all over the world that's what he does. And of course, you know, people who work for themselves, of course, if you work remote, but you know, I know that like one of my friends was like, I don't think I could do that. I think I have to get permission from, you know, my company, and I don't know if they'll let me do that. So I know it's not for everyone, but I think it can work for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a cool thing because you don't have to cook ever. Your coffee is pretty instantly there when you want it. And then if you're getting up to take a walk, you can just walk around the ship and you'll have like awesome ocean. I mean,
yeah.
I'm liking this.
it was nice. So yeah, so we did, like I said, once we got into our routine, we would try to, you know, we would try to be finished work by about 5 o'clock. And then that's when we would do our date night. Basically every night we had date night, and we, you know, get changed for dinner. One of the things that comes with the status we have is you get access to a happy hour. So I'll back up again. This was we had no drink package, because during the happy hour, if you're Elite Plus, you are invited to have included cocktails between the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And okay. So
2 hours.
There is, again, it's a limited menu, but you could basically go to any lounge. I think there was one exception, and order the drinks that were included. So each night we tried out different places. We found that we did have a little bit of a favorite. The Ensemble Lounge kind of became our favorite, but we did, you know, we kind of hopped around and tried different ones. Here was one thing we found. So our dinner time was at 6 p.m. though. we were like, hey, I think we're cutting, you know, we're selling ourselves short here. We are, you know, we're not getting our full happy hour or happy 2 hours. And so after the second night, we asked very nicely at the dining room if there was any way they would let us, actually it was the third night, because the second night we did specialty dining, but the third night we said, is there any way we could just do Mai Tai dining so we could come a little later? They were very nice to accommodate us, and I'm not going to say they can always do that, but they were for us, and they made us a reservation actually each night at I think it was like 7:45, so that we could also go to the show. So we would do happy hour, we would go do the show some nights, and then went to dinner. And those last three nights with the Mai Tai dining, we actually had the same waiter, and he was fabulous. We really loved him. So we were glad we switched, and we're glad they were able to do that for us. But yeah, that was another perk. Was like Sandy said, we, you know, no dinner dishes, no cooking dinner, no planning dinner. Just showed up and had dinner. And then, like you said, in the morning, instead of making our own coffee, you know, we just went to the cafe. Oh, part of Elite Plus is we could get coffee at the breakfast, but the cafe, all our specialty coffees were included as well. So we didn't have to pay at the cafe either for those.
That with the status match program with Royal, right?
We did, yes.
Normally sailed on Royal Caribbean.
Yes, I was going to bring that up for anybody who's curious about that. So with Royal Caribbean is where we've sailed most, because when we started sailing, we'd sail a lot with our daughter when she was younger. Not that we still don't sail Royal Caribbean. We do, and we still love it. But we're finding that Celebrity is also one of our favorites. So they do match. And so in Royal Caribbean, we had all those points. And now with their system where they status match, we were able to carry it over to Celebrity. Now, they also let you pick where you want your points to go. So there was a form that we both filled out so that even though we were on Celebrity, we asked them to apply our points to Royal Caribbean because that's where most of our points are. And they, you know, again, as we're gaining status at Royal Caribbean, then Celebrity will still match. And maybe eventually, if we can ever go on Silver Sea, they will nice. Match with their Venetian Society. So
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. I mean,
it's really cool.
We're, you know, we enjoyed it. I, you know, Elizabeth is my boss and she said that she, you know, didn't notice that I wasn't working or being productive. So, that was good. Like I said, I really, we really tried to keep that schedule, you know, I think we started about, well, it was about the ship time was an hour. So the ship time was an hour ahead. It was behind, I'm sorry. And we were more on central time, whereas normally I work on Eastern time zone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do have to take that into account for where you're working and what the ship time is. So starting, it was about probably 8 a.m. Eastern time, but I was on the ship waking up and starting work about 7 a.m. and would work to about 5 p.m. We did take a break for lunch in there, though. We would go to either dining room or the buffet for lunch and then, you know, start working again.
So your boss does allow for breaks. That's really nice.
Every once in a while.
Every so often.
It wasn't like I was there to say anything to her. So
you get five minutes. That's
I mean, you know, you do know how hard Stacey works because you guys benefit from that as well. And,
oh, yes.
And I really, I mean, I didn't begrudge her any of that, but it is funny that you say things like take a lunch break. And remember those days when we worked other jobs and we actually took a lunch break? And like, we just don't do that anymore. So
right.
I really like the fact that we can do something like this and, you know, work remotely, yet also it helps find that balance for us. So, you know, we are eating breakfast. We are eating lunch because we don't always do that at home. So
it's so true. Usually, you know, it's a, you know, lunch in front of my computer. So
I definitely eat better on a cruise ship than I do at home.
Yeah. Standing at the kitchen counter, inhaling it real quick and then hopping back to.
Exactly. Well, and sometimes now I'll take a break at home for lunch, 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes, every now and then a whole hour. And I try not to feel guilty about it. And then one of my kids will come through and they'll be like, why are you goofing off? I thought you're supposed to be at work. I was like, I am the boss.
My lunch break. Yeah.
You don't understand. Like, I control all of this. Well, I do that too. I mean, I intentionally do take a break and step away from my computer. My brain needs that. So
yeah.
I think everybody should take 30 minutes to an hour for lunch every day just to give yourself.
Stacey, did you find yourself sort of missing some of the activities that you do on a cruise ship, like morning trivia or whatever, where you like, oh man,
I wish.
I mean, maybe the first couple of days, but really not after that. I mean, just what Anna was saying, taking a break during the day just to step back. I felt like those 5 days I worked on the cruise kind of, even though I was working still, I kind of had a little bit of a reset. I will say that with the Elite Plus, we also got laundry. So I was able actually to get my laundry done before. Before we came home, we sent some of our laundry and got it back. So I feel like kind of in a way it was just a reset with just, again, not having to cook dinner. And, you know, at home, we can't afford to go out every night of the week, you know, as much as we'd like to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and having somebody come in and make our bed. And it was just it felt like a reset as well. And there was something else I wanted to mention. What was it? Oh, well. Oh. Oh, shoot.
Did you just lose it again?
I did. So I do want to ask about distractions because I think sometimes, you know, at home, I can get distracted by the laundry or by my children telling me I'm a slacker or by an animal screaming that their bowl was only half full. And at the office, I can get distracted by gossip or questions or whatever. So did you feel like you had as many distractions just of a different sort, or did you actually feel more focused when you were working on the cruise ship? Or neither?
I would say I didn't feel like I had that many distractions again, because, you know, I didn't feel like I was missing the trivia or games or we like to set like maybe in the solarium, but we're not real big pool people. Like, we're not going to be laying out next to the pool. So I felt more like it was, if I get my work done, my reward was getting to have fun in the evenings. You know, and not that we stayed out real late, because again, you know, we were working, so we had to get up the next morning. But, you know, I knew that if I was able to get my work done, then my reward was to enjoy the happy hour and dinner and a show in the evening. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I think sometimes after a day of work, you don't want to go out and do, even if you want to go out and do something, you don't want to go out and, maybe it's just me, but you don't want to like put on your real pants and go, you know, see a show or whatever. You don't want to deal with parking. So it sort of is that you don't have to deal with any of that. You can have a few cocktails. You're not driving anywhere. You know, it's sort of a best of both worlds kind of thing. It's like the entertainment comes to you almost.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt too. I felt like, all right, now I get my time. Now, I will say I was a little disappointed. There was one stop I did plan to get off of the ship at Grand Caymans. The Grand Caymans, I wanted to go to the beach for a couple hours, because that is an island I've been to, but I haven't been to the beach there. And so it was going to be an opportunity for me. But it was a rainy, kind of cloudy day. So we stayed on board. We didn't get off. So, you know, I guess the one thing I would say is if you know, one of your rewards is going to be to get off at least at one beach, maybe make sure to do it early if you're having nice weather. The other 2 days were beautiful weather. And I guess if I really wanted the beach, I should have done it earlier, taken my opportunity, but I did not. So
I didn't want you to be distracted, so I sent that rain down there.
I think another thing that I think would be appealing is not having a load of work when you come back from a trip, you know, like all the emails you have to go through and all the stuff you have to follow up on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I want to go work on a cruise ship next week.
I'll go with you, Sandy.
Yeah. So how did it work for making phone calls? If you had to make a phone call and actually call, like, say, a supplier and get, you know, somebody's booking straightened out.
Yeah, good question. So for the phone calls, there were three ports. And so for those days, I could have my phone plan, my international phone plan. And so I could use my phone just regularly. But I didn't know this, but Dave was telling me, Dave's my husband, that we can make internet calls using our iPhones. So I was concerned about that, but I think I shouldn't have been, because I could have. So I used my phone, and I did need to call a supplier. So I was able to do that.
Could you call an 800 number? That's the problem I have when I'm out of the country.
I'm pretty sure the one I called was an 800 number. But Sandy, I can't swear by that.
Okay. So is that why Dave needed a second internet plan? And did you share that one so that you could use your phone and your computer at the same time?
We didn't share. Now, he used both, but he needed it because with his VPN, he gets, I guess they have to send him a
code or something.
Yes. Yeah. And there's no way for him to switch back and forth to use the code. So he had to have two. And I did tell him, I was like, well, you can always use my device to get the code. But he was
pesky two-factor authentication.
We just decided it was easier to go ahead and do the three devices. And honestly, next time I might even do four devices so that I can have my phone and my computer on Wi-Fi at the same time. But here's a little bonus and that maybe some of our listeners would like to hear is that while I was on Celebrity, I also booked cruises on Celebrity for clients. So, and by doing so, they were able to get a reduced deposit and onboard credit because our clients who sail can do the future cruise mm-hmm. bookings mm-hmm. as a travel advisor, I could do some future cruise bookings for guests and get them those same perks. So yeah.
Nice.
Huh. Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Yes.
Nice. So next time I go cruising, I just tell my husband, see, I'm working and I'm, you know, creating future business because, you know, there I'm you on go. A cruise ship.
It's kind That's of true. Right.
It is. Yes. Yep. And then because I was working, you know, I did want to try to show that, you know, I am also learning while I'm on the cruise. I did do a little bit of social media and I did a post where I did some short little clips and I laughed because I filmed those all like in about 30 minutes. It's like quick, I gotta go around the ship. My husband was helping me.
I'm having fun.
I was like, make it look like this was all day, like we did this all day.
So there's some behind the scenes for you guys. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, and you know, we're talking in this episode about like purposefully working from a cruise ship, but we all do this sort of all the time. But what we don't do is with a purpose. Like we're working right. while we're on the cruise, sort of when we have to. Something right. happens, a client needs our yes. help, or mm-hmm. we just want to catch up on email. And I think Stacy didn't. Am I correct in thinking that you actually did? You caught up quite a bit by doing when you did this, right? You were a little bit behind, or am I timing that? Am I thinking of that wrong in my head?
No, you are right. Right. I mean, I guess like a little bit before, I had a lot on my plate, and yeah, it was good. I stayed focused and I feel like I caught up and, I mean, I don't think, hopefully that none of my clients felt like they were being neglected. I did not have an out of office message on my email or anything like that because I was, you know, just doing what I normally do at home, but on the ship.
And I do think there's some discipline involved in that. It helps that you and Dave have cruised so much because it takes yeah. that, you know, you're yes. not in that sort of, we spent money to do this thing that we're not doing. In fact, what you really did was you sort of spent money, almost like when you spend money to go to like a mountain cabin, so you don't have to talk to anybody, you know, it was more like that. Yeah. Think of it that way rather than I, you know, put all this effort into getting myself on a cruise ship and I want to enjoy that. And that, I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges we have when we're working on, you know, these trips that we take is, we're trying to do all the things. We're trying to make mm-hmm. sure that we experience the things that you're going to experience when you're on vacation.
Yes.
But we have to work. Like we have to yep. do boring things too. So.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess it helps that, like you said, that we've done cruising and that my husband loves the ship so much, you know, that he didn't feel like he was missing out by not going into the ports or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Well, I think it helps that it was just the two of you, just you and your husband, because I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. like, for instance, you know, the awesome group cruise that we were on in February, like when something pops up and I need to go to the cabin, I'm like, I do feel like I'm missing out on
missing
things.
Out, yeah.
Right.
Because I'm
yeah.
there with friends and colleagues and mm-hmm. I do feel like I'm missing out on stuff. So I think if it was just my husband and I, and it's just mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, a nice kind of low key ship and, you know, might make yeah. it a little bit easier to keep that focus.
Totally agree. Had we gone with, you know, we cruise a lot with other couples, that mm-hmm. would have been much more distracting. So,
yes. Because yeah. they're texting you, hey, we're at the pool, drink in hand. Where are you?
Yep.
And they would be doing that.
Luckily, my husband and I are uh-huh. very boring. So, you know, work well.
I can say I've been on a work trip with my husband and yes, while I'm in workshops and conferences, you know, things, he's texting me, you know, pictures of his cocktail, but, and I'm like, mm-hmm. it's yeah. like, hey, wish you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So, well, that's fun. So now I guess my husband needs to shift careers because he does not and cannot work from home in his line of work. So I guess that's our next step is switching gears so we can just start sailing and working.
I think that is, that's an important thing too, is with today's culture of work from home, this really works better for people who work from home all the time and never get to go anywhere else because that gives you that change of scenery. Whereas if you are always leaving the house, then you really want a complete change. You really just don't want to work. And so for me, I know that I appreciate when I get to go these different places and work somewhere else. It just gives me a different perspective. Now, I do get easily distracted, though, when I do that. I mean, I have to put on headphones. If I really want to sit down and work, I got to put on headphones and, you know, shut off any distractions because I will easily get pulled away to do something fun.
Like when somebody walks to, like when somebody walks to the aft of the ship where you're sitting and working and they just sit down.
Yeah. And they bother me and they sit and start talking to me.
I mean, I don't know who would do that. Nobody, obviously that's on this recording right now would do that, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that would.
Well, and I did, by the way, purposefully say when I went on that group cruise, I'm not going to be working very much. Because Anna will bother me the whole time.
Anna will like, Anna will fruitless. Totally bother you. Bother you, yes. She will. So, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Stacy, for joining us this week. It was so nice to have you back. Thank you. And on behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly. Bye.